Final score tonight here at UMass Lowell. It's UMass Lowell 3, Merrimack 2. Scott Borg's with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And Scott, another pretty hard-fought game, start to finish. Both teams battled. Wasn't a lot to choose. A game that could have gone either way.
Yeah, no, it... weird thing to say, but I really like playing Lowell because they make you work and they raise your commitment to the simple things. And, you know, we didn't get it done tonight, but it was a really good hockey game in both directions. And, you know, disappointed for our guys that we weren't able to get it over the line. But we put ourselves in a position and didn't finish it in the third, which was disappointing.
I know it's always tough against Lowell to get pucks through. They're pretty good at, you know, blocking shots, getting guys or sticks in the way. In the third period there, when they were able to go ahead by the score of 3-2 at that point, you know, what was tough after that? You guys were trying to get shots on net, trying to get chances, but it was tough.
Yeah, they're really good in the shot lane. They really try to own them, and they did a really good job of doing that tonight. You know, I think that we could have played a little faster maybe on trying to get pucks to the net before they got to the shot lane, but... You know, that's, I haven't watched the film or anything, but that would be my typical answer to that situation, is that if they're getting the lane, we maybe we're playing a little bit slow. I didn't feel that in the game, but, you know, that's likely what happened. I can't, you know, they got the lane pretty quickly, but still, I think we might have been able to just shoot pucks a little bit more. We were trying to make a little bit too fine a play.
So 3-2 game there late, you end up pulling the goalie. I'm wondering, with the way things are going there, maybe with, you know, tough to get shots through and so on, do you think of maybe even pulling it even earlier than you did?
Not really. I thought we were, you know, we spent some time in our zone, obviously, in the third. But I felt really comfortable there. I thought we had a good job keeping them to the outside. They weren't getting any grade-A shots. We were transitioning okay. I was pretty comfortable we might be able to get one. And so if it was a two-goal thing, and obviously then you try to pull them out, you know, at the three-minute mark. But where it was at, I thought it was the right time and give us a good chance to get a good opportunity, and we just couldn't get it.
Back and forth game, as we mentioned, you know, tight first period. They got the goal late in the period, but then in the second period there, you guys are killing a penalty. You get a shorthanded goal. As it turns out, first shorthanded goal of the season, but pretty good effort there by the two guys involved in that play, Fitzpatrick and then Wyland, who ends up getting the goal.
Yeah, really good effort. I mean, those two guys, they just work, you know, and they work the entire time, and they were the right two guys in that situation to have that turnover happen, because you knew that one would get to the puck and you knew the other one would get to the net. And so it was really, they got rewarded for effort, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, speaking of effort, I mean, Fitzpatrick was another guy that, you know, we noticed it seemed like he was in the middle of things all night, creating chances. He had that partial break there where he was almost able to score a goal, for example.
Yeah, no, he just plays really hard. And what people don't know is he was really sick this week. I didn't know if he was going to be able to go one game, never mind two. But I thought he really battled tonight in a really big way, and you know, I thought our team did. I think we've had some challenges this week with sickness in different situations, but I think everybody's going through that right now, it sounds like, on different campuses. But you know, today I thought we came to play. Yesterday I thought we might have used that as a crutch.
So 1-1 game in the second, they're able to go ahead, they get a goal, like I said, it was back and forth, and then Ryan O'Connell scores a goal, like maybe another example of a guy that doing a lot of little things that maybe don't show up in the score sheet, and he ends up getting rewarded with a good play in his first career goal.
Yeah, and I couldn't be happier for him. You know, he earned that, he made a great play getting space, and then he made a really good play getting on the other side, getting the offensive side, and obviously the shot was exceptional. But that, you know, he just plays an honest man's game, and I can't say enough about that line, and certainly about him specifically.
Special teams, you end up winning the special teams battle. You held Lowell off the board on their power play, got the shorthanded goal. On the other hand, power play 0-for-3. I think you only had the three shots on goal. What does power play need to do better?
You know, I think they do a very good job on the PK, and the same thing they do 5-on-5 in lanes. I thought we were just a little too fine offensively, 5-on-5 and on the power play, just trying to make the perfect play. We've got to be satisfied with making the easy play, and it may not be perfect, but it might be the second shot that scores. And I think we tried to, you know, we're pressing a little bit right now, and I thought we were pressing and trying to make the perfect backdoor play, when, you know, just like the goal, the first goal of the game for us, it was just an effort play. And I think if we simplify our offense, 5-on-5 and on the power play, that will lead to more chances.
Three times in the game you went down by a goal. Every time it seemed Max Lundgren came up with big saves there to prevent it from becoming a two or multiple goal deficit.
Yeah, I know. He played great. You know, the idea of the whole thing is to keep their shots where we want them to shoot from. which we did for the most part. But he made a couple of really big saves at the right time, a couple Wendt saves, which gave us confidence and lifted the bench and lifted us moving forward.
All right, so next week you got Boston University coming home. What will be important against them?
Stay in front of them. Stay between them and the net. You know, they're obviously playing very well right now. We just got to, you know, get to that point, get healthy as we can, and then get to that point and be ready to go because they're playing very good hockey right now.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.